There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. Number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. I've been trying to put together the perfect ISIS welcome wagon bag, and, of course, I've been failing miserably at it. Of course, they made one. And now I'm just trying to track somebody down, get one sent to me so we can look at it. Go check it out at tacticalholsters.com. My next guest. Well, what can I say? He's one of the handful of media out there that pay attention to gun-related objects, topics, that kind of stuff. He runs an ensemble cast at a podcast called We Like Shooting. Joined today again by Sean Heron. Why, good morning, sir. Sean? Did I just play the... Have we got Sean? Okay. You know, this happens every time I try to do something a little special. Just a little extra.
I guess I'll try and call him back.
Okay. There's nothing like having it. It's just nothing like it. Just nothing like it. But you know what? That's cool. That's cool. Live radio. This is what makes live radio live. As in lively. As in lively. Now, everybody out there. Okay, we got Sean. Sean? We're looking for Sean. Hey, in the meantime, be on the lookout for the anti-gun violence campaign being launched by Al Sharpton. Occupy the Corners. This is being launched in New York City, New Jersey, and other cities. I guess he's going to go hide out there because the IRS won't go out there. Sharpton is the president of the New York-based National Action Network, and he announced Friday the locations for his Occupy the Corners initiatives. An annual community action that enlists residents and volunteers to patrol their neighborhoods at night.
All right, let's try him again.
Sean, are you with us?
I am here. Can you hear me now?
I can. And did I? So I played the dating game intro and everything, and you heard none of that, did you? Didn't you
hear I heard it all. I could hear you, but, you know, it was like a nightmare. You couldn't hear me.
Yeah, I have those dreams often. Anyway.
He's on the stack now.
Roger that. I see him. So, We Like Shooting. Now, one thing I like about We Like Shooting, I don't ever title the podcast when I put the show up as a podcast. You guys title it. I see why you get so much play, because you've got titles like We Like Shooting Episode 066. We didn't talk about dolphins. Haterade is alcoholic. Haterade.
Absolutely.
I like that. I like the Haterade thing. I like
when we title a show, we actually, I try to think of something that happened in the show and then title it in a way that kind of totally negates that. So when I say we didn't talk about dolphins, that's all we talked about was dolphins. So, you know.
That's interesting, because if I were to title this one, I would title it, Bill Starts Out Hating Back. Did you hear the opening of the show?
I absolutely did, yeah. I wondered how you knew that was actually my theme music.
No, I'm not talking about the dating game opening. I'm talking about an hour ago.
Oh, no, I didn't. I was actually dead asleep at that point. It's early in Colorado.
I know it is. I understand that. That's why I can never get Beth this time of day. If somebody had a gun in my head saying, get Baca on the phone or you're dead, I wouldn't even try. I'd just say, well, pull the trigger then and make sure you hit me in the right spot. I want to talk to you about this because I would love to know if you've run into this. I've seen other people run into this, and I ran into this weekend. And in the time we got remaining, let me set this up. A lot of people are out there waiting for people like you or people like me to make a mistake so that they can jump on us and look good at our expense. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd say there's a big subculture that just likes to point out people's mistakes.
And yet they claim to be in my camp, in your camp. And
right.
I've got one guy that writes for the website, Tank Funicello. No relation to Annette.
Oh.
And Tank wrote an article. And, you know, I looked at Tank's article before I let him publish it, and I went back and I looked at some things at some of the... I found some stuff in the regular political blogs, because the regular political blogs actually read bills and can decipher that beltway ease that they put all of these bills into and everything, and look at all the things that might possibly happen. And some of them came to the same conclusion that Tank did. And I thought, wow, this is brilliant. Tank is the man. And I told him to run it. And I'm going to give you all the detailed information to it. But then when he published it, now that one article that he published, now this is about the ATF regulating ARs and AK pistols.
Gotcha, yep.
Okay. When he published it, that's been the biggest one single day of my website's history, that particular day. That one article was the biggest day ever. So I am one of those people who think, well, there's no such thing as bad publicity. But at the same time, in the name of trying to be accurate, you know, I try to be accurate. And based upon other schools of thought, his summation was not that far off what other people are thinking. And when we get back, if you want to talk about it, me and you need to talk during the break, or I'll just ask you, do you mind naming names today?
As far as people who have mocked us?
Yeah.
I would always name names, but I don't think that I'm shy about that at all. However, I forget about them 10 seconds after they send it, so I'll look for some during the break.
Tank has already put up you can go look at the top article on the page right now, and you'll figure out who we're talking about.
All right.
But see, what that did, that led to because there are other websites out there that are opportunistic, but they're also more well-read, that are waiting out there, and they attack. There's one in particular that attacks everybody.
Yes, I'm sure I know who you're talking about already.
So do you mind naming names in that case?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. Now I got somebody who likes to play as rough as I do. Okay. That's not actually my line, Sean. I got that from Streets of Fire. Willem Dafoe, when he was still young, but still looked exactly the way he does today.
He's a wizard.
Yes. He's like Keith Richards. I would love to know what these Keith Richard types have that they just live, you know, with no end in sight. That's got to be great. We Like Shooting. How can they find We Like Shooting and all the other stuff that comes along with it?
Pretty much everything. WeLikeShooting.com. It links to everything else that we do, all the social media and all that stuff. If you just go there, you'll find it all.
Yep. Latest episode, We Like Shooting 095. I'm Afraid of Drowning. That sounds pretty just, you know, regularly intuitive to me there, Sean, but I like it.
Love it. Unfortunately, as always, has nothing to do with what's actually in the show.
Right. Well, you know. Anyway, we'll be right back. Now we get rough. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So Mark and I were talking about these looters, you know, in Baltimore and in Ferguson. It seems like every time there's some kind of an upset, the looters come out. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm a small business guy. Mark's a small business guy. And we go to guns80.com and we get our AR-15 kits and we get our 30-shot magazines and we're ready for the looters, if you get my drift. Hello. Don't wait for the powers that be. Go to guns80.com. Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. That caught me off guard. Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Go check out the Scorpion line. That is well worth the price of admission. Lifetime warranty, TacticalHolsters.com. My guest today from We Like Shooting is Sean Herron. And, Sean, now I don't know if you face the same kind of stuff I face, but I feel like I'm in good company now.
Yeah, we get a lot of it.
That's good. But, I mean, do you get a lot of it from the source we're about to talk about?
No, I don't think we're on the radar. We usually get it from just, everyday people that take umbrage at what we post or how we do things or how we hold a gun or how we talk about a gun, things like that.
Oh. Let me tell you what I think my role is in the space I try to occupy because of the mashup of what I do on a daily basis. I think my job is to rile up whoever happens to listen to the show. I think my job is to get people to snap some eyes open, slap them in the face, grab them by the lapels, and headbutt them and say, look at what's around you and do something about it. And, from time to time, while I'm trying to do that, because I'm actually out there on the edge, I'm not in back waiting on everything to settle down to where I can, I'm 127% absolutely sure what I'm about to say. I sometimes mess it up. Now, I've never claimed to be the all-master being of time, space, and dimension. I mean, you guys don't do that, do you?
No. I mean, we're the masters of some things, but not most things.
Yeah. So, do you believe, as I believe, that if you're going to do this kind of stuff, that you're going, getting out there and making mistakes means that you're actually trying to do something? I mean, is that a belief that you guys have in the at the We Like Shooting HQ?
It most certainly is. It absolutely is. And I have to say that I think that it's really hard to get someone to get off the couch and take some action. So I think that riling people up is definitely something that we need to do as people in the firearms media, because sometimes people need to get riled up. And, I think that's a perfect way to do things.
Well, what we're about to talk about, now the entity we're about to talk about has criticized and attacked Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, regularly attacked Ted Nugent of, just being Ted Nugent. They've attacked my pal Bob Owens, who will never say anything about it because he's just that way, at BearingArms.com. And on a regular basis, they attack a lot of things. And their style has, I'm not going to talk about their style or anything, but I'm talking about an entity that in the past I've had on the show multiple times. I've written articles for them. When I've had them on the show, they've asked me for the audio, and I'll give them the audio, and then they publish that as their podcast.
Ouch.
And I'm talking about, in this particular case, we're talking about Nick Leghorn, because he's the one that wrote the little article he wrote, linking to us, and the truth about guns.
Yeah, I've met Nick. He's a nice guy. I've definitely seen this behavior in the past. And here's the thing. You said that the article that you posted was your website's top day in the history of it. And the thing is, I mean, the truth about guns, they are in the business of getting people to their site to see their ads so they can sell more advertising, right?
Right.
And as good as that article did on your website, the article where they call you out did probably just as good on their website. So, I think that there's a very calculated mission that they're on right here. And when they do that thing, I know that they get tons and tons and tons of hits, and it pays for their ads. So at some point, I think the question is our advertising revenue more important, or is, being a good-natured part of the gun industry more important? In this case, I think that obviously they were right. You take a look at the article and things like that, and you'll see that there was some accuracy there. But I also think that sometimes we may not have all the information, and we're just trying to get it out there to people so that they can, start to take action, so that they can do, like I said, and get up off the couch and start getting upset about something. Especially with this issue, yeah, we can read it in a thousand different ways. That doesn't mean that's how it's going to be enforced.
2 years ago, I led with a story that got written up in WorldNet Daily when I got out there and I saw a requisition that the United States military was doing for magazines and ammunition for the AK-47. So that meant they were looking for magazines for 7.62x39 and ammo for 7.62x39. And I made the statement out in the open that they were also getting rifles or had rifles, and they would probably send them to Syria. And that was when I was with Gun Owners of America, and oh my gosh, they all wanted to know the source. And I said, I'm the source. I can read an Army procurement document and look at it and figure out what's got to go with it. So they either already have them or that's a follow-on. Of course, they already had them at the West Coast Depot. And guess what? Guess what was part of Benghazi? Guess what comes out 2 years later?
Right.
And see, that getting out there out front, I don't do stuff for the publicity. I'm trying to wake some people up from time to time. The website, as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad to have somebody that can write. All that punctuation and everything, Tank does a superb job. Every article he has written has been well written, even the one that might have jumped the shark a little bit. But we don't know that. And here's the thing that amazes me about this. It seems like Leghorn and everybody that read Leghorn and everybody that attacked us at Red Leghorn are saying, let's trust the ATF on this one. They're not saying this in this particular case, even though they just tried to ban the 855 based on the high-powered pistol thing.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I don't think as a group the gun owners should trust the ATF. I mean, there's a enemy relationship there, and I don't think that they have our best interest in mind, and that's just plain and simple. So whether the article is right or wrong, I don't think that it's a good thing to go around just trusting everything that the ATF says. I mean, they don't want what's best for gun owners.
Now, I want you folks listening to understand, we got about a minute left in this segment. John and I are sort of breaking an unwritten rule here. Most will not do this. Most will not get out there and call this out. And here's the problem for me. This is what spurs me to do this. I don't mind promoting competitors and different forms of media and everything else, but I do expect a little bit of professional courtesy on certain things. And I didn't get that in this particular case. And, I've been deluged left and right. I don't mind being deluged. But once again, you know, I'm a radio show. I got a writer so that the website is a little more entertaining. The website is almost like an afterthought for me. I'm just that old. Don't understand the power of it. I don't get it. So, that's why all my stress. I shouldn't be stressing. I should be doing very well. We Like Shooting. You can find them at welikeshootingpodcast.com where they have everything. They're on the Firearms Radio Network, a group of podcasts that, I mean, that's a big group. You're still on them, with them?
We definitely are. They just hit 5 million downloads across all their shows.
There you go. Well worth looking into. Check them out. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
When you're listening to the radio and you hear,
"We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin,"
you listen closely. Your pulse rate increases and you wonder if you're prepared for whatever man-made or natural disaster has occurred. If food became unavailable, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you checked and found emergency food can cost as much as $300 for a month's supply and is full of weird chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, for only $99, you can order 90 meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein. protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Working on the sync issue here. S-Y-N-C, sync. We're syncing up, me and my board op. Welcome back on a Monday. You are listening live coming from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on, as I aforementioned, a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code has a lifetime warranty, and the only two that I know of, one got rolled over by an M1 Abrams tank, and the other one was on a thigh rig on a trooper that walked a little too close to an IED. Both of those had to be warrantied, and those are the only two I know about, out of the millions and billions and billions of holsters they've sold, which I don't know exactly how many they've sold, but it's been a lot. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from We Like Shooting is Sean Herron. Sean, did you see where El Presidente Obama, he wants his State Department, they're going basically after Cody Wilson at Defense Distributed, but we're going to get swept up in that wake. Did you see all that stuff?
Is this the ITAR stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been digging into it a little bit, just trying to figure out what's going on. This is another one that can easily be, the language is very vague and, you know, definitely a little bit concerning.
Well, I mean, I saw where you did a review of the Cabela's rain gear, and my friend, you're going to jail. You and your whole little merry band, your little merry band of men and girls, you're going to jail.
All of us.
That's right. Because, there's no telling who heard that review.
Absolutely. And are we supposed to start limiting any of our traffic going to the United States? Is that what's going to happen? It's all a little bit up in the air right now. I'm not quite sure exactly what's going on.
See, One of the things in the political realm, I don't know if you've ever noticed this or not, most of the gun people, I come from the political realm. I was always a gun guy in the political realm, which was interesting, believe me. But this is why whenever they talk about the government shutting down because of not passing this continuing resolution or not passing this budget or something, I'm dancing. Because all of this stuff would grind to a halt if the government stopped functioning. And we would never know the difference. For the most part, we would not know the difference. Because there's some things that would continue on. They've got to continue on with the military defense. That's a good
right.
I'm thinking they would have to do something as far as the entitlements, so that would continue on. All really that would be slowed down would be legislation for the most part. And we've seen how, you know, governments still function when they had 10% of the employees there. So I think we should see a mass layoff in the federal government level. But all of that stuff would just simply grind to a halt. And given the fact of, you know, YouTube and podcasting and radio shows and, you know, all the stuff that's out there, given all these facts of all this body of work that's out there, just in the millions of episodes, millions of views, and all this other stuff, why do anything about at all about it, even if it's completely bad? Because that genie's out of the bottle.
It's kind of ridiculous. And again, I haven't read deep enough to really understand exactly how this would affect all those things. But the plain and simple fact is this is more of every American should be more concerned about this if it is, in fact, the case. Because this is an affront on the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. It's just, I mean, the way it's being read so far is very concerning. And I know I've seen NRA, ILA alerts go out on this. And, you know, I think people need to get riled up about it. Whether, again, this is exactly how it was intended or not, there's this adversarial relationship, and I think that we need to be concerned about it. We need to be upfront, really railing about it to our elected representatives, because this kind of thing is very, very worrisome. Again, whether or not this is 100% accurate doesn't really matter. You know, we need to get off the couches and actually do some stuff.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at it, and I... You know, when the NRA gets out there and sends out an alert, you know, they look at my pal Larry Pratt and they call him the tinfoil hat man. Because Larry sends out an alert every 5 minutes. But Larry doesn't have the gigantic apparatus that the NRA is. So Larry's very lightweight. So he can, you know, he doesn't have people do it for him. If he's got a question about something, he'll call somebody's staff. He'll call Ted Cruz's staff or something. And he'll ask a question to try to get an idea of what's going on. And then he'll send out an alert. And because he's that lightweight, he's always doing essentially what I try to do, which is lead from the edge. And they call him the tinfoil hat guy. Now, it always turns out to be the way he said it was going to be. And when the NRA gets out and say, I saw the NRA ILA alert on this subject. And I was like, huh, this must have been in play for quite some time if they're talking about it. So... You know, I believe there might be some substance to it, but do you agree with me that they're sort of trying to go back and retroactively try to do something to Cody Wilson? Because I know they're going after him hard.
Well, yes. I mean, absolutely. Like, he's got to just have a target on him. I think there's politicians salivating every day about how they can mess with him. So, and he knows that. That's why he's doing it. And that's why we think the world of Cody Wilson. I mean, it's good stuff. But you know he's got to have a target on him. And whether or not this is the one that does it, I'm not 100% sure. But keep on keeping on.
Well, I mean, what's the difference between Cody Wilson publishing plans for a one-shot gun that's going to self-digest itself after 9 rounds of 22? What's the difference between him publishing those plans and all the hacks that happened at the Defense Department for, you know, satellite defense systems and all this other stuff that they snatch from us and all? Hey, look at this new Chinese jet. Doesn't it look like the Raptor? So much! You know, where did that... Did we sell that to them? Did we sell it like an email? They stole it. What is the difference between that and the... And especially coming from the State Department and Hillary Clinton's private email server that was unencrypted, open to hacks all the time, with highly classified information flowing back and forth. Why isn't she in jail over that stuff? Nobody does that and gets away with that. She's waiting on a coronation. That's This is why I shaved my head, because if I didn't, I'd pull my hair out.
Absolutely. And the difference is it's them versus us.
You know? Yeah.
They can do it, we can't.
Hmm. How does that... Now, I know how you are. How does your merry band of men, when they're looking at stuff like this, how do they react to it? I mean, I'm sure that it's sort of a... As many of them as we like shooting encompasses, I'm sure that's quite the going around the room. That there's all kinds of differences here and there, isn't there?
You know, we're pretty uniform and we're pretty together in our opinions. Every once in a while, I play devil's advocate and become very unpopular for a little while just to kind of get some discussion going. But in general, I think we're like most gun owners. You know, there's six or seven of us, and you know, I think that we feel the way that just about everyone else feels. We get information and we try to process it as best we can, and we try to form opinions based on what we can process. And as far as this issue goes, I have a feeling that we would all be exactly on the same page. And we'll talk about it in this week's show, I'm sure, in our Going Ballistic segment with Savage 1R. And I think that my guess is we'll all be fairly on the same page. However, I will play devil's advocate on this one because I want them to get that.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being the devil's advocate. I like doing that myself. That's fun. That's the part about... Yeah, that's fun. And for those of you who've never listened to We Like Shooting, Sean is like the orchestral conductor. He's the one in the center. Everything you hear there, it's happening because he's doing it. He is the glue that holds everything together. Real quick, one more time, how they find We Like Shooting. We're coming up on the last break.
Go to facebook.com/WeLikeShooting or our website, welikeshooting.com.
Yep, and there you will see episodes like We Are Legend, Airy.
Indy.
I'm sorry that you guys thought of this first. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, we're going to be right back. My guest this hour from We Like Shooting, Sean Heron, on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
That was an octave lower, too, than I thought it was going to be. Welcome back. Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. This is without a doubt the most modular holster you're ever going to see in your life. That's not true, because that would mean I have tens of thousands. They have a configuration waiting for you. One holster can be a drop leg. It can be on your belt. It can be on your vest. It can be on the chest of your vest, under your bed, under your dash. I mean, they just go anywhere. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. And I've got the busy throat. Joining me again as we get ready to go away is Sean Heron from WeLikeShooting.com. Now, Sean, I was looking at some of your stuff, right? And there's one thing I've never talked about that you guys have talked about that I want to talk about, simply because I believe that women are the fastest growing segment of the gun buyers in the United States today. And I've never had a chance to talk about concealed carry corsets with anybody before.
I might be the perfect person then.
Well, I've often said, and I don't really want to say this now because I might be confused with Caitlyn Jenner, but I envy how many different ways a woman can carry a gun, because the market has shifted. We've got inside the waistband, outside the waistband, and shoulder, and I guess off body.
Yeah.
Nobody builds any special stuff for us. It's been the same since there's been handguns. So, ladies have it. I mean, and the concealed carry corset, for those, I'm more of a proponent for on body carry than I am for off body carry. And that's not a bad way to carry a gun, the way some of these things are set up.
Yeah, I agree.
Have you seen the Dean Adams site? Am I pronouncing her name correctly? Is that her?
Yeah, I have. So you know that we have Lil Chantilly on our show, and she's got a segment every week that talks about the concerns of ladies in the firearms world, whether it be training or holsters. And, yeah, we have absolutely talked about the Dean Adams, Deanna Adams, something like that.
I don't see how methods of carry could possibly be a concern, as many different ways they've come out for them. I mean, there's more ways for a lady to carry a gun than I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, there's a ton. You know, there's the thigh holsters and the belly bands and the bra holsters and, you know, holsters that kind of disappear even when you're wearing yoga pants, all kinds of different stuff.
Yeah.
But I do have to say, there's a lot of really good products for men, too. They're just not as popular because I think men, we just get stuck in this, you know, I'm going to carry it inside my waistband at 3 o'clock, or I'm going to appendix carry inside my waistband, or I'm going to open carry on my right hip or left hip, whatever it is. There's some good options for men too, but women, I totally agree. I'm a little bit jealous. They've got all the clever ways. I tried one of those thigh holsters and it just, I think I rubbed all the finish off my gun. My thighs were touching too much, I think.
That's a shame.
It is.
No, what I like about this is with concealed carries, it seems like sometimes the ladies, they want to go deep concealment, and this particular setup is quite accessible concealment. And with a woman, especially with like something like this, and I've often thought the flashbang holster sort of afforded itself for this, but I, you know, at the same time, there's only certain kinds of guns you can carry with that holster. This opens up more guns can be carried, and you still get the same sort of distraction as the assailant is, you know, male mugger walks up, give me your purse, lady. She grabs her shirt and it starts coming up, and he's not thinking, well, she's about to pull a gun on me.
That's the truth. Yeah, these things are pretty awesome. If they made it in a size, you know, tent cover, I would like to get one myself.
I was, once again, I was thinking the same thing. I just don't want anybody to call me Caitlin.
True. I think they might make them without lace, but even if not, you know, whatever. Sometimes we like to feel pretty, too.
That would be much more distracting for me to be pulling up my shirt showing that, wouldn't it? They'd be like, what?
Honestly, I think it really would. It truly would.
Why are you raping me? My name is Rosalind. Somebody on your crew is who's the one that gets all these titles together? Because somebody's got a little age on them.
Yeah, you know, the titles I'd say are 99% me, and I come up with them at about 1:32 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
I upload the show to my editor, so yeah, it's definitely me.
So you've heard the song One Night in Bangkok, and you know that song.
Oh, absolutely. As I mentioned before, the topic that night was pretty horrible, so that's why I named it One Night in Bangkok.
One Night in Bangkok. Let me look at what the topic was on. I just saw the title. I was like, hey, let's see. Okay, that's okay. What was bad? I know some of this stuff. What was so bad about it?
Well, it wasn't necessarily the published topics. It was some of the discussion that went on in between it.
Oh.
And if I recall, it was Jeremy that took us totally off the rails and thus earned that title.
One Night in Bangkok. Say bullpup again. Is that a play on words from Pulp Fiction?
It absolutely is, yeah.
This is horrible. Now I'm sitting around, I'm like having title envy and everything. You should never, ever second guess what you do. Although this whole thing about Jeremy doesn't curse enough. Now one day, you guys are going to decide to branch out, and you may try to get on a radio network, and you got to be family friendly. I mean, you got to be family friendly as you can get, and talk about concealed carry corsets at the same time. You've got to learn where that happy medium is. So don't beat up on Jeremy because he doesn't curse enough. And you can use plenty of technical phrases, for example.
Right. Well, you know, that title was one of those ironic titles. We got a review saying that they didn't think Jeremy cursed enough, and all of us feel like Jeremy curses enough for 10 people.
Oh.
So, yeah, it was definitely one of those ironic things.
Was it one of these guys that claims to be a military veteran and says, you guys just don't know how we talk? Yeah. One of those guys.
I think it wasn't a negative connotation. It was, I think he said he gave us 4 stars, and he said he would have given us a 5-star review had Jeremy cursed more often, and specifically called me out for cutting Jeremy off when he goes off on his rant. But I think he updated it to 5 stars.
See what you need to do in that particular case when that sort of a thing. This is what I do. Whenever I get that kind of criticism, I have my hacker webmaster trace them back to where they originated from and where they live and everything. We go sort of rough them up.
I think that's a great idea. I'm in. Just let me
know. It works. It does work. Of course, you know, you have to have a constant supply of ski masks and steel rods.
I get all those to review all the time, so I'm good to go.
You're not taking notes, are you?
I'm typing as we speak.
We Like Shooting, part of the Firearms Radio Network. Sean is a... I like to promote all of the other media out there simply because he's doing the same thing I do in a different way. And some of the stuff that he does, I don't do. So there's a place to go get some of the... You know, I don't review gear on here. I just don't know how to do it. I cannot articulate. Well, of course, today, like the Cabela's rain gear. You know, I like the Cabela's line of stuff, except I don't want to walk around with a gigantic Cabela's logo on me no matter what I'm wearing. Have you noticed that about the Cabela's stuff? No doubt about it.
Sure have.
If I was lost and somebody was hunting for me, they would see the Cabela's logo for it. They'd realize it was me. From high altitude. From high altitude, too. That'd be bad.
They've got the brand down.
Yes, sir. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for taking the time to name names, because what he and I did here today is unknown and unspoken. Nobody does this. I don't. Have you ever done that before?
You know, I don't think I necessarily have 100%, but I do have to say that we all are in this together, and when people are doing things that, you know, that we don't like, I think that we should say something. So I totally support it, and I'm glad you did it. I think, you know, if they did something that you didn't like, I think you should say it. If you did something they didn't like, I think they should say it. And I think that if both you guys do something that I don't like, I will say it. And
there you go. I like it. Thing. We'll put you in the middle. It'll be just like when you're running We Like Shooting. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. Folks, we'll do this again in 22 hours. Tomorrow on the show, John Caldera from the Independence Institute. We're going to talk about what's going on in Colorado. Remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Monday. This has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.